The Israeli government has given a cool reception to the recommendations of the Iraq Study Group. The Baker Hamilton report says the U.S. will not achieve its goals in Iraq and elsewhere in the Middle East unless it deals directly with the Arab-Israeli conflict. At a news conference in Jerusalem today, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert rejected that link, as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Olmert was decidedly unenthusiastic about the recommendations contained in the Baker Hamilton report. It urges the Bush administration to push for a full-fledged resumption of peace talks between Israel and its Arab neighbors along the lines of the Madrid Conference of 1991. Olmert said he's especially opposed to peace talks with Syria at this time, and he said President Bush agrees with him.
I can only say that the opinions I heard from the president and from all senior administration staff on the Syrian issue are that it does not see talks on the American-Syrian track or on the Israeli-Syrian track.
The prime minister complained about Syria's continuing support for Palestinian and Lebanese militant groups, as well as its ties with Iran.
I don't think the Syrians want to start a war with us, and we certainly don't want to start a war with them. But that doesn't mean the time is right for negotiations.
Olmert said he does want to restart peace talks with the Palestinians, building on the fragile ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip. Olmert said Israel will continue to show restraint despite occasional rocket fire from Gaza into Israel. Palestinian officials welcomed the Baker Hamilton report. Chief negotiator Saab Erekat said he hopes the Bush administration will implement its recommendations. Erekat said the region needs peace, and comprehensive dialogue is the way to achieve it. But Israeli political analyst Joseph Alfer, who edits an Israeli-Palestinian website, says he doubts President Bush will pressure Israel either to start negotiations with Syria or to make new concessions to the Palestinians. Alfer says President Bush is likely to keep the Israeli-Palestinian conflict on the back burner.
His priorities will remain Iraq and Iran. We don't know if he's going to adopt any or all of these recommendations in any case. And if you look at his record over the past 6 years, he has studiously avoided not only pressuring Israel, but making any of the linkages that are a feature of the Baker-Hamilton report.
At today's news conference, Olmert also reiterated his government's position on Iran's suspect nuclear program, saying that Israel will not tolerate a nuclear Iran. But he also said Israel will not take unilateral action, preferring that the dispute be settled by the international community as a whole. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.